but it is very much possible. You can slip, click to the next slide, please.
Also,
so this diagram, this is an architecture diagram, and this shows how we're moving from what we have implemented to date to a UNTP conformant implementation. So the difference is the video showed a connection from the BC government's wallet, digital wallet, to the wallet of the digital wallet of the mine. And we had an IT solution provider, Northern Block, who was the wallet provider for the mine. And the way that process worked is that those two wallets made a secure connection, and then they were able to share information with one another. What we've realized through working with UNCFACT and contributing to the UNTP project is that actually that approach is very difficult to scale broadly along long supply chains for many reasons, the first of which it's just sort of, it's technically cumbersome for every single actor along a supply chain to make a wallet connection with one another first and then share information. The second is for commercial privacy reasons. It's very much, it's of great concern to for mining supply chains, for all supply chains really, but for mining for sure. It's very competitive who they buy and sell from and to. And so they want something very lightweight that is does not leave a trail of connection between for a particular purchase or a particular sale. So for them, what they're interested in more is having credentials that are published, almost like websites that are very highly protected and can be accessed only by entities with permission to do so without a pre-established wallet-to-wallet connection. So we have the ability to do this wallet-to-wallet connection and issuance of a digital credential in that way, and we think that there may be some use cases for that type of exchange. What we're moving to now is a UNTP implementation where the wallet or where the credential is actually published on a registry, which is sort of like a wallet for a public wallet for multiple different organizations. And the BC government has a registry with using verifiable credentials called OrgBook. This is at the moment being used primarily for business registration. So businesses within BC that are have a registration, they are also issued a verifiable credential for their business and for their business registration. And this is very much speaking to what Steve was talking about in terms of identities of businesses. So the way that this is going to work is that the BC Registries, which is the legislated entity within British Columbia to issue business registration to businesses in the province, they will be issuing a verifiable credential to OrgBook that says, yes, this is a registered business within BC, and BC Registries, as the trusted authority, is the one who has issued this credential to this business. You can trust that this business is who they say they are in terms of their digital identity. And then my ministry, which has the authority to issue the mine permit, will be issuing the mine permit credential, again, to OrgBook. And have embedded within it the organizational identity that has been issued by BC Registries. So together, this is starting to form this web of trust around, yes, this is a business that has been registered by a government and according to all of the standards and legislation that gives the government that authority to do so. And also, this is a permitted mine within British Columbia. And credentials can be linked to the digital product passports that the mines will be issuing themselves about each shipment of product that's leaving their mine. So not only are the claims within the digital product passport, you know, that they're making sustainability claims that are of interest to their downstream purchasers, but those purchasers can say, ah, yes, okay, this mine has been permitted within BC, it's a registered BC business by this government, and it's making these claims about the products that we have received from them. So together, that's the beginning of a trust network. In addition, if you were at the talk yesterday by the where the Mining Association was of Canada was here, if they're issuing conformity credentials around the mine sustainability performance, that's another level of trust about the sustainability claims that are being made about that particular shipment of goods. For example, if the mine says that this shipment has a particular carbon intensity, and the credential, the sustainability credential that's been issued to the mine by the Mining Association of Canada says, yes, we have vetted and approved that this mine does proper carbon accounting. We approve the way that they do their accounting for the carbon that they emit. It's another level of trust around the claims that they're making about the carbon emissions associated with that shipment. And this is all technically possible through the use of verifiable credentials.